little more than 24 hours from now, 4 o'clock tomorrow, the Miami Dolphins have to be down to 53 guys. And the following day, they'll be putting together a little practice squad and maybe adding some more guys to their 53 and releasing some guys. And so it's going to be a crazy next, honestly, 3 or 4 days, putting everything finally together. Then you have the week off, the weekend off, no football game. Then the following week, Miami Dolphins open against the Colts. So have that and find out how everything goes. I expect, I can't remember the last time I said it before, that the Miami Dolphins in their opener could have 5 rookies, draft picks. Hell, we're usually talking about free agents, but 5 draft picks, 5 of the 7 draft picks could actually be starting or playing a big role on offense or defense. It's just crazy. Great. It's good. By the way, it's great. I'd much rather do that than bring a guy that's been, you know, on special teams for the last 3 years and out of the league a little bit and back, and we sign him and he's been a great story. Those are great, but you've seen the best of those guys. They're not all of a sudden going to get young and really good again. So I'm all for the upside of draft picks. Play them, and they have played a lot of football in the 3 preseason games. It's been mostly about those young guys. And we've seen growth. We've seen a lot of growth, especially in those defensive tackles. Zeke Biggers and Jordan Phillips have gotten a lot better from all the playing time. And Jason Marshall now moves from corner to inside slot corner, where he'll cover inside and can do containment and everything else. You big guy, 6 feet, a little more than 200 pounds. So that's been a nice story. And, of course, my favorite is Ollie Gordon II, the running back. And, by the way, he's the last man standing right now because he was the only healthy guy they had for that game. So he started, played a lot, 8 carries, 43 yards. And I do agree. Omar brought it up that he doesn't know everything that's going on, hasn't figured it out where you feel comfortable with everything. But I know one thing, you can put some running plays in there and he'll go get it for you. So I hope, I'm guessing he'll suit up and be ready to go, but he's earned some carries, man. He has earned some playing time. There's no question about it for me. Short of just absolutely still clueless about everything going on once you put in a game plan, he should play. He should get some playing time. We're waiting on Achan, and we're waiting on Jalen Wright to find out what's going on there, and I just feel like we are a guy short, and we need another running back. We need to probably sign another running back that we feel comfortable with. I thought we were a guy short when camp started. I was like, ooh, we don't have enough guys. Then on top of that, you get right off the bat, you lose Madison. He goes out for the season. Hopefully he's okay, a neck injury. But you've lost Achan, and Wright goes down limping off the field the other day but during a practice. And so here you are, very shorthanded at the running back position. So hopefully you can get that thing worked out. Hey, man, I feel good about Malik Washington. I think he's going to catch a lot more than 20 footballs this year. In the slot, a lot of things they can do for him. And most importantly, Tua is really confident and trusts the guy. That's pretty clear. He really likes throwing short passes, chain movers that Malik has been able to do the last couple of preseason games. A nice play to get in the end zone in that last game. And so those are just some of the stories. Hey, offensive line, I don't know if I go as far as Omar does, calling them trash. And it is weird that they're in this situation. So I know Omar doesn't want to hear this, but they've already made up their mind that some of those guys that he's not crazy about, and I understand why, probably going to be on this team. There's a good chance Daniel Brunskill is going to be on this team. I'm guessing there's a good chance Keon Smith is going to be on this team. Now, I'm not saying it's where you want to be with the backups. He's not a Larry Borum fan who has played a lot of football. Big number 79 has played a lot because Austin Jackson has been injured the whole time. I don't feel good about our starting five staying healthy. Austin just coming back, and hopefully he can hold up. But we do need, so it's funny. I was talking, and I paused for a second here on this. So, Woody, we have coaches that do fall in love with guys because they work hard. I think he's getting better. I love his attitude. That's the kind of guy you want around. But sometimes I wonder if assistant coaches don't get blind because they're try hard. Remember, Chris Greer made a comment last year, and it stuck with me, and I felt like it was coming from Butch Berry, the offensive line coach. You get those guys, they do whatever you tell them to do. Not necessarily really good at it, but they'll practice. They practice. They're hurt. Offensive linemen, man, if they're out of a game, their ass is really hurting because those guys play hurt. They get beat up. They get abused. They get blamed. All this stuff. But I remember Chris Greer saying, I love that room. He couldn't argue about the talent, but those are guys I want to go to. I want to go to war with those guys. Those are the, and you're like, ooh, but you didn't hit. Can they play? I appreciate you love them, and they're the first guys there. You don't have any drama with them, and they do what you tell them. But are they good enough?
Isn't that their big thing, though, right? That everyone gets along? Like, that's been the big thing, right? Ever since, you know, Mike took over and everyone's got to be friendly and get along and all that kind of stuff. That's important to them.
But you're never going to get all these personalities from all over the place. You're never going to
be. No, when you have one that you don't like, it doesn't mesh, you dump them, right? Like Jalen Ramsey, you gave him all that money and, you didn't like his personality afterwards and you dump him.
Some of the stories, but that's shame on us still. Look, it's done. I'm over him. But he didn't change like overnight.
No.
I mean, when he got here, he was the same guy that he was when you go, we got to trade him. He didn't just get here and I was talking to Jacksonville guys. They go, you found out, huh? I go, yeah, we did. Yeah, we found out, but you know, we look a little stupid doing it, but yeah, we finally got it done. But I just going back, this is a little different situation of, I don't mind you falling in love with those, and I get those guys, all of them. They do what you say. They're there. They play. Hey, I need you to play the whole game. No problem. But can you play? At the end of the day, do you see talent, not just the guy works hard? I love him in our room. He fits in so nicely. Can he play? Can he play? Because he's going to have to play. Not the good guy stuff and not, hey, one of the great team guys we have and some of this, again, you're not going to get 53 perfect team guys that want to go out and eat with you and hang out with you. You're going to get some different dudes, man. We had some different dudes on our team. We had some guys that I never would hang out with. They were different. And that's okay because not all personalities, but the one goal we had every weekend was everybody wanted to win. Everybody was together. But outside of that, that didn't mean we were hanging out. That didn't mean the wives liked each other. That didn't mean, you did one thing after the games and I like to do another and we'll never be close. That's okay. Long as on game day, you can play as a team. That's all that matters. Hey, we got to go to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Got 9 o'clock hour coming up here and a lot more we want to cover here. University of Miami now. Less than a week away, man, from first game against Notre Dame. My God, they are jumping into it, man. Big way at home, Hard Rock Stadium. If you're looking for tickets, don't call me. I'm out of it and out of that business for good. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I'm not out of that business. No. I didn't say you guys. Now, don't get confused there. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I believe in. See, I had ED and low T, and I had it. Of course I had it. My friggin' age, of course I had it. Tired all the friggin' time, no energy, started like, I'll work out tomorrow or maybe the next day, but I'm still going to eat the same amount of food, so I gained that 20 pounds that I'm just dying to gain so I can have that belly, and I don't fit in any of my clothes. I did it. Man, and then on top of that, that part I was okay with, but then the sex drive was gone, nothing happening in the bedroom, and I was like, ooh, I don't like this. That wife of mine's still looking good. I don't, oh, no. Well, thank God I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic and I got great results. I got such good results. I want to tell every guy out there that might be going through this in their 40s, 50s, 60s. Hey, bottom line is ED and low T is going to happen to every guy out there. Doesn't matter who you are, black or white, anywhere in between, it's going to happen. And when it does, what are you going to do about it? Well, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic and I got on the program. I got the T, the PSA test done, met with their professionals, and they looked at all my numbers and put me on a program to get me great results quickly. And that's what this is all about, getting you back like it used to be 15 or 20 years. No more hit and miss. No more days where you're dragging all the time. You will feel a lot better. 7 locations now, brand new one in Hollywood. You're going to have great results when you go there. You're going to feel comfortable. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed because every guy's there is going through the same thing you're going through. 877-455-7300. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Get more information, but I will tell you, man, it is first class, and Atlantic Men's Clinic, it works.